Hi, welcome to Stanlib's weekly economic podcast. My name is Kevin Lings and I'm the chief economist within Stanlib. The intention with these weekly podcasts is to unpack some of the key economic developments that have unfolded over the past week. And I think for this week, we need to focus purely on the US labor market. Last week, we had a whole range of data that gave us further insight into employment conditions in the US, and I think it's useful to unpack some of that data. It obviously has implications not just for US economic growth, but what is the outlook for US inflation, and importantly, what is the outlook for US interest rates? Last week, the US released a wide range of employment-related data. And the mix of all of that data suggests that the labor market is still incredibly strong despite the high interest rates. For example, we got the job openings data for August. That number increased by 700,000, taking it up to 9.6 million, which is high by historical standards, arguing that there are plenty of jobs on offer. We also add the weekly jobless claims, which remains just above 200,000. Again, within an historical context, that is incredibly low and suggests labor market conditions are good. And then most importantly, we had the release of the official labor market report for the month of September. That is released by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And that indicated that the U.S. created an incredible 336,000 jobs in the month. The expectation ahead of that release was that the U.S. had only created 170,000, and 170,000 would have been considered a good outcome. So 336,000, just an amazing increase at this stage of the business cycle. If I look at the U.S. unemployment rate, that remained unchanged at 3.8%, which has moved up a little bit in recent months, but at 3.8%, that's incredibly low, and it's pretty much akin to full employment. In other words, under most economic conditions, you wouldn't expect the unemployment rate to fall much below 4%, let alone get to 3.8%. So a good outcome. If I look at a whole range of other indicators that accompany that data, none of that suggests that the US labor market is weakening. There was also a broad-based increase in employment. So when we break down the 336,000, it wasn't as if it was just one or two sectors that created jobs. There was job creation across a range of sectors, although you would argue that most of the jobs are being created in the service economy and a significant amount within the government sector. But the mix was broad enough to suggest broad-based strength. On the face of it, all of that would be a concern, right? Because at this stage of the business cycle, the US is looking for the labor market to slow. It's looking for inflation to be brought more fully under control. And the stronger the labor market is, the less likely it is that inflation can be contained and pushed lower to 2%. So that would be worrying from an interest rate perspective, and it would certainly argue for the Federal Reserve to continue to increase interest rates. So where was the encouraging bit to this data? Well, it was really the wage growth. And that is a critical focus from the Federal Reserve, because if you want to get inflation under control, you have to get wage growth lower. And if I look at the wage growth, it has slowed. It continues to slow. The increase in the month was only 0.2%, which is very low. Year on year, the number is at 4.2%. Now, 4.2% is way too high, but it is trending lower. And so I think the Federal Reserve will draw a huge amount of comfort from the fact that wage growth continues to moderate. Obviously, in order to get inflation more fully under control, that wage growth has to slow to more like 3%, perhaps 3.5%. So there's a long road ahead, and the Federal Reserve can't look at this data and say, well, we have achieved some form of success. They've got to keep interest rates elevated. They've got to create ongoing pressure in the US economy to soften the labor market further and certainly see if they can contain wage increases. But within the mix of data, that was certainly the most encouraging aspect. On balance, you would still argue that there's a significant chance that the Federal Reserve will increase interest rates again in November. We can't be absolutely sure about that. There's more data that will be released before they hold that meeting. But clearly, when you're creating 336,000 jobs in 1 month, it would suggest that the labor market overall is probably too strong to get inflation down to a 2% average. So I think this leaves us with a concern about interest rates. But I think market participants certainly draw a huge amount of comfort from the fact that wage growth has slowed appreciably. So that's all from me from this week. Hope it makes some sense, and we'll catch up in a week's time. Cheers for now.